Welcome to Southern Man Western Town.
Can't let go. Will you fight for me? is up. Everybody, how you doing? Your host, Jeff Lawrence here on Southern Man Western Town. Today, we have an interview with Heather Bieri. You already heard this new song of hers by the time you were listening to this intro here I'm doing. I usually play the song after the intro, but decided to play it before this time. So, and we talk about the song, which is The One You Can't Let Go, is the name of her new song. And during the interview, she talks about a song she's releasing, which she actually did release on November 12th, so today is November 15th. So at the time of the interview, the song wasn't out, but now that today I'm kind of finishing up the podcast, buttoning it down, it is out. So you have the song you just heard is her brand new song, only been out a couple of days. So glad that she joined us on the podcast today, tells you all about all the upcoming stuff she's got going on. Mainly, sounds like she's just doing a crap load of writing and recording, and got a really great voice and a lot of good songs. You're going to like it, so stick around for that. I know you guys that have listened to the podcast once a week, you know, I used to do it twice a week, and then it went down to once a week. I know the ones that you are faithful listeners that are biting your nails waiting on the next one. Sorry, I haven't, you know, I've been releasing them once every 2 or 3 weeks now. It's just I've been so busy. I work a regular job, out there, and then I've been doing a lot of shows. We had a really good show Saturday night, this past Saturday, in Camas at the Notch Pub. It's up Mirror Lake Highway for you guys and people in Utah, you ladies and gents. If you ever get a chance to go up there, it's worth it. Really good food and good atmosphere. We had a really nice time there. They like us there. And next show is December 4th up at the Cabin in Park City, which we play there quite a bit. And then I believe I've got a tentative date at Tailgate Tavern down in Salt Lake City, but I don't know if it's going to work out, so I'll have to keep you informed on that. And in the meantime, I did put out a new song. I probably won't play it on this show. I don't want to focus on Heather's music on this episode, but I did finally record a new song. It's called Lone Wolf. Kind of a collab with Kilo, who's been on the show before. He kind of built the track for me and sold it to me. And then I, built a guitar melody and stuff all around it and went to the studio and mixed it down and all that with Terrence down in Counterpoint Studios. It was good to see Terrence. I haven't seen him in a while. I haven't been to Counterpoint in years. I recorded my Jeff Lawrence and Warhorse album there and a couple other things. It's good to see Terrence again. Good to get this track recorded. And it's already, it's already sent out for release, but it hasn't officially been released on Spotify and iTunes yet. So as soon as it is, I'll drop it on here for you. But it's called Lone Wolf. Coming up with that. As far as anything else goes, I don't want to get into too many things. You know, everything's still the same way. We've got everybody's arguing about wearing masks and getting vaccines. I don't want to get into all that mess. And then you got the guy that, what's his name, Kyle Rittenhouse or something, the guy that went up to Wisconsin during the riots and shot a couple of people. He's in the court just right now, and everybody's arguing with that. You know, the biggest problem I feel like we have is it's not that you can't have an opinion or you don't, on anything or anything like that. That's good to have different opinions, but it just seems like we don't have a good baseline truth. People are saying, if you get the vaccine, you're an idiot. If you don't get the vaccine, you're an idiot. This Kyle guy's innocent. He was self-defense. No, the Kyle guy's guilty. I mean, we don't have any kind of, baseline truth. It feels like people would argue if the sun was out or not. it's at some point, we lost the truth. And now people just kind of believe what they want. So, but, hopefully we can get back to, some kind of truth that we at least agree on, something in this world. But you know what we can agree on is that we're going to you're going to like Heather Bieri's music. Definitely going to agree on that. So you just heard the new song, and then you're going to, coming up next, hear from Heather Bieri. So that's coming right up. going to play you out here. I don't know what I'm going to play, but maybe I'll play a little bluegrass. Joining me now is Heather Bieri. How are you doing?
I'm doing so great. Thank you. How are you?
Good. Thanks for accommodating my schedule. It was kind of a last-minute thing today.
Yep, don't worry. Perfect.
So how's everything going with you?
Good. A lot of good things happening, so I can't complain.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about that. I noticed, when I was listening to your music, I think Home to Me was your last release, right?
Yes.
But you've got some new stuff coming out, you were saying.
I do. I've actually got quite a few new ones coming out. Home to Me is my most recent one. And my next one coming out is called The One You Can't Let Go. And that's actually coming out on the 12th. So
Friday? That's Friday, right?
Yep.
Oh, cool. Yeah, so this show probably will air Sunday, so it'll already be out by then. That'll be cool. And that'll be available on all the platforms?
Yeah, it's on Spotify, it's on Apple Music, it's on Pandora. Pretty much anywhere that you can find music, it's going to be on there.
Now, isn't there a sample of it already on your website, but not the whole song, right?
So there's, there's a sample on my website, which is bierimusic.com. BIERIMusic.com. So there's samples of all of the songs that are going to be on my first album on there. So if you want to just kind of get an idea of what my music sounds like, you can get a little hint of each of those. I also have a YouTube channel, and I have some of the songs on there that were recorded just from some of the concerts. So that's another place. That's also Bieri Music on YouTube. You can go if you want to hear some of the live full versions of some of my songs. So those are two places.
So, that's cool. I didn't get a chance to look at the YouTube stuff yet. I was just mainly listening on Spotify while I was driving around, but definitely have to check that out. You solo, or are you with your band, or?
So I've done kind of some of both. Like, some of the performances and concerts that I've done have been just solo me, and some have been with the band, mostly with the band. So I usually just have myself, and I play guitar and I play keyboard, so just depending on the song. And then I'll usually have a bass player, a drummer, and then I've got a couple of songs that I have another guitarist, and I actually have a few songs, too, that I have a violinist that comes and plays with me as well. So.
Now, are these your regular band, or you just hire out?
Well, I kind of had a regular band, sort of. I was kind of on loan. I was the one who was on loan.
Oh,
it was actually kind of a great story. How I kind of got started doing gigs and actually playing my songs, because up until this point, I hadn't really played my songs publicly. Some of my backstory is that I was divorced about 3 years ago. And it kind of spurred me writing a bunch of music. And so I got kind of involved in this group of single people, too, who were going through similar things. And I just started thinking, you know what, there are a lot of us going through a lot of these same things right now. And I think my music would be something that could inspire hope and help people feel like, oh, I'm not alone, or I've felt that before. Someone else knows what I'm going through. And I just thought, man, there's this big group of support that we can tap into. And so I thought, you know what? I'm going to do this concert where I play these songs that I've been writing so that they're not just for me. You know, they can be other people as well. And so I asked a friend of mine if he would come and join me playing guitar in one of these songs. His name's Gabe Beckstead, and he actually plays for a band, Changing Rain. And he was like, sure, I would love to. So he came and played a song with me, and I just kept saying, oh, my gosh, this song would be so great if there was this bass line in it. I have this great idea in my head for a bass line. And he's like, oh, come and use my band. That'll be great. And so they kind of adopted me in, and we just jokingly started calling each other boys in the band plus a girl.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, it was pretty fun. So I played with those guys for a while. And so now I'm kind of just, I have another couple of band players that sometimes I'll call in and have help me on projects, or if I do a concert or something like that. So right now I don't have a solid band.
Yeah.
But a few go-tos that are there that come and help me.
Yeah, I know how that is. I hired out my rhythm section for a long time. I finally got two guys I use all the time now. But yeah, I know, definitely know how it is. But
yeah.
And music can help you get through those tough times. I've been there. I've been in the same situation, actually, yeah, more than once.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like music is medicine, and it really, it's my language that I speak, and I think that's true for a lot of people. So I feel like, you know, if this is something that can reach someone else and help somebody else, that is my intention in music, and that fulfills me. If somebody hears one of my songs and they say, oh my gosh, that I connected with that song in a way that I really needed to, or, you know, that right. helps me feel. So yeah, exactly.
But you, so as far as playing live, it doesn't seem like you really play bars or anything like that though, right? Or do you?
I have played, I've played in a couple, you know, my most recent gig, we just did at, it was a concert on the river out by the Provo River, which was gorgeous. It was a perfect place to have a concert. And we just had it outside and, you know, campfires burning and a bunch of people showed up. And I think I love that. I love that kind of intimate feel of it. Is probably my preference. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I'm kind of stuck in the bars, even though I don't drink. But I'm kind of stuck playing them. Just kind of the music I play kind of lends itself to that. But yeah, I know what you're saying. Are you based in Utah County down that way?
Yeah. Yep. I'm in Utah County right now. Yep. I've been here for about 3 years.
Is this show? I don't have just people from Utah on the show. I've probably done 120 episodes. Counting this mm-hmm. one probably, and it's kind of, I have people from all over the world on here, so a lot of people don't really know what the Provo River is and all that, but
that's true. Well, and I've lived all over too. I grew up in Idaho, and then I lived for 4 years in Puerto Rico, and I lived a couple of years in Virginia, and I lived like 3 years in El Salvador, and now in Utah. So I don't exactly know where I'm from anymore, but currently Utah.
I'm from Atlanta. That's kind of why the show is called what it is.
Yeah.
I'm probably telling my voice. But
yeah.
So your last name kind of is, it seems like it's Italian, or am I wrong in that?
So Bieri is actually an interesting story. So it's my stage name, but I wanted something that was really meaningful to me. And so I went back kind of in my family history, and I was really close to my great grandmother. And so when I was looking back through my family history, this is actually a family name from her side. And I'm not exactly sure where it comes from. I think England is at least where that family was living at the time. So that's as far back as I know. It has a lot of meaning to me because it's a family name.
It seemed like it might be Italian, and you looked like you might could be a little Italian, so I just kind
of assumed. A lot of people assumed. Think I'm Italian, yeah. Scottish, English, French, and, you know, I'm kind of a mix.
Well, still there?
Yep, uh-huh.
Oh, okay. Thought you dropped off on there. Let's talk about how you got started. As far as guitar and piano, do you have any like formal training or?
Well, okay. How I started guitar, I actually was in college, and I had always wanted to learn how to play guitar. And so I thought, you know what? I'm just going to go do it. So I went to a pawn shop. I bought a guitar. I bought a chord book, you know, before you could you couldn't like look up how to play guitar and things on YouTube.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I just grabbed a chord book, you know, and I just taught myself how to play. And I was so excited to play. It was even a guitar with nylon strings, and those aren't as harsh as the metal ones. But my fingers got blisters on them, and I really wanted to continue to play. So then I just wrapped some tape around them. So that I could keep learning how to play. And then I just kind of ran into people here and there that knew a little bit about it and would show me a thing or two. So I haven't really had a lot of formal training. I went and took guitar lessons maybe for a few months, but that's really it. I've mostly just kind of learned on my own and learned with playing from other people. And obviously I think I have a lot to learn. There's some fantastic musicians out there, but definitely it's grown to be a love of mine.
Yeah, I was a guitar teacher for, I guess I still am kind of, but I was a guitar teacher for probably 25 years, but I don't recommend the tape on the finger.
I know. I now have calluses, so I don't need the tape anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, the real thing you're supposed to do is just stop playing until it quits hurting and then start back.
I know, but I'm so excited. Yeah.
People think it's like working out, or the more pain, more gain kind of thing. But
I know. And actually, it's really funny because one of the very first songs I wrote, well, actually, there were a couple different ones, but music has always been kind of like a salve, like a healing for me. And when I was in high school, my parents, just right as I graduated from high school, my parents got divorced. And so I started writing these lyrics, and once I got in college, and writing these songs to kind of help with that. And so it's always been just like this solace and this place of comfort, in this way that I can kind of help in a healthy way manage my emotions. And it's kind of the way that I speak as well. But I also like to have a lot of fun with my music as well. So I've got some that are a little sassy, and I've got some that are just silly. I actually am a dental hygienist as well. And when I was going to dental hygiene school, one of the very first songs too that I wrote, that I actually played for someone, I wrote specifically about dental hygiene.
That's funny.
Yeah, so it's pretty funny. I like to have a lot of fun with it too. And
is that one released anywhere?
It's not, but I think I need to, because it tends to be a lot of people's one of their favorites, because it's kind of, you don't expect it. It when I start playing it, you're like, oh my gosh, what is this? song, and then you hear it's about, and you're like, wait, what did you just say? So
yeah, I was asking because my niece is a dental hygienist in Tennessee, and Clark, and
oh my gosh, yes,
I was gonna send it over to her.
it's called "Wish This Was a Dream." I'll have to send you. I don't have a formal recording of it yet, but I'll have to send you a little snippet up. But I remember playing it for a dentist of mine, and he's just sitting there like, "Oh my gosh, this is such a heartbreaking song." And then, you know, it ends up being about like dental stuff and rolling. And anyway, so yeah, I like to have fun with it.
Yeah, sometimes writing with the, I know what you're talking about, writing when you're in kind of a, going through some stuff, and that's kind of where it kind of backfired on me, because I was kind of always going through some stuff, so I wrote tons of songs, and then I kind of got to a place where I had a little money, and I was a little happier, and I just didn't write anything anymore.
Well, I was like, like this stage, just like you were saying, where I was going through, you know, so many hard things, and everyone goes through hard things, we all do, and we all go through wonderful things too, right? We have our moments. But I do remember I was so inspired by all of this hardness, you know, that I remember thinking, and I was just like, okay, thank you for all the inspiration for all of these, you know, great songs, but I would love to have some happy inspiration, you know, like, yeah. I'm ready for that, girl.
It sounds like the one you're, not the one you're going to release next, but the other one you were telling me about might be a little happier.
Oh, yeah, and I've got some, and actually it's interesting because my album that's coming out right now, I'm releasing them kind of song by song, but the entire album is called Tears Aren't Wasted, and that one is more about, like, overcoming, and my personal preference and just how I am, like, I'm a very positive person, even in the midst of really hard things, and so I really always try to look at things and think, okay, this is so hard, and this, I certainly wouldn't wish this on anybody else, but how can I become a better person because of this instead of, you know, a bitter person? Or so I always try and at least think, okay, what can I learn here? And so a lot of the songs on that album, they really are triumphant songs, but from a place that's been, you know, challenging. And I do feel like I've already got enough more songs written actually to do an entire another album. And it is definitely more on the happier, more upbeat side of things too. So it'll be interesting, the different feel between the two albums.
Right. And I was trying to, just to kind of get on a different thing here, I was kind of trying to figure out what, you know, kind of what genre it was. It kind of sounded a little like it might be country, and then it's kind of folk, and what do you think? What do you...
Okay, that is always the question where everyone's like, what type of music do you play? I'm like, well... I definitely think there is a country influence in there for sure. And I kind of have a little, like, yodely bit in my voice that kind of, like, plays to that, too. I also think it's kind of pop, it's kind of acoustic singer-songwriter, maybe indie pop with a little hint of country. I don't know what genre you call that.
and unfortunately, it's not the artist that ever puts theirself in the genre, it's the other people.
Right.
I've always had the same problem because I basically play smooth jazz, but it's a little bit like none of the jazz people consider me jazz and none of the rock people consider me rock. And
I'm kinda, yeah, you're a wild card, exactly.
But I was going to ask you too, and just this is mainly not a question for me because I'm not really a gear person as far as music goes, but as a lot of my listeners always want to know what kind of guitars their people are playing that are on the show. what's your go-to guitar that you always use?
So mine that I have is a Yamaha, and it is so fantastic. It's got this little pickup on the side. I fell in love with it, and so I just had to have it. But it's got this little pickup on the side so that when you play acoustic, it sounds kind of like you're plugged in without being plugged in. So it's got like a chorus and without that. But I can plug it in as well. So that's definitely my baby, my go-to as of now.
Yeah, and a lot of people always tend to, you know, they always talk about you got to get an American guitar and this and that. But Yamahas, they really stay in tune. That's what I've always noticed about them whenever I've played them. They stay in tune better than probably any other guitar.
Yep. And you know what, honestly, like, I haven't played a lot of different kinds of guitars. Like, I've played several, but this one I've really loved. It has such a sweet sound to it that I really love, too. And like you said, it stays in tune really well. So, I've loved it.
Yeah, and I mean, I've been playing now for... I don't know, over 40 years. And when you pick up a guitar and you start kind of immediately coming up with ideas and maybe writing stuff, that's the kind of the one, you know, that's when you know that's the guitar you should be playing.
Yeah. You just kind of feel it, like the sound, the way it feels in your hands, the way it plays on your fingers. It just, when you play it, you're just like, yep, that's the one.
Yep. So, I imagine during, you wrote a lot of this stuff during, the pandemic, I guess, man, probably.
Yeah, I guess it was that, and just the year before. So yeah, that's right.
This show is become a testament to what musicians do during the pandemic. One day,
when downtime, you're like suddenly very inspired.
Yeah, it might be in the Smithsonian 25 years from now. But yeah, I didn't plan on that. I started the show like right before it hit, and like I was planning on going around and interviewing people live, like right before they played in Utah mainly, and then the pandemic hit, so I just started doing call-ins, and then I didn't get a lot of good feedback. A lot of people a lot of musicians in Utah didn't really want to come on, or they just didn't, you know, some of them did, but a lot of them just wouldn't hit me back. So I ended up interviewing people, musicians from Canada and back home where I'm from and Australia and everywhere else. But it just kind of became something different.
Yeah, it's interesting how that kind of changes things. It forces you to rethink how you do things a little bit. But yeah. But it has been good. Like, I think the time has been nice because, I mean, I've written probably since the pandemic at least 20 songs easy. And I've written probably 4 in the last 2 weeks. So, like, I don't know, maybe it's definitely getting all of the creative juices flowing, so.
Yeah, that's awesome. What about, do you have any upcoming shows, or not yet? Are you going to wait till you release some new stuff?
I don't have upcoming shows right now, but I am starting to get more serious about booking more shows now, especially now that you can kind of do that a little bit more. So that's my intention, yeah.
What is, keeping you along, I'll try to wrap it up here shortly, but what's some of your biggest influences?
So I would say some of my biggest influences, I really, really connect with Sarah Bareilles. I love her style. I love her strength. I love how she really kind of digs deep when she sings. She has a fantastic range, which is, phenomenal. Another one that I just love, Lauren Daigle. She really speaks to me in the way that I feel like she connects to her lyrics so deeply, and the way that she pours the emotion into her music. And I feel like that's very similar to me. I play with a lot of emotion. And I always tell people, like, if you want to know about me, listen to my songs and you will know about me, because it just lays me bare. And I feel like that's kind of with her. And I also really love, I love John Mayer, his kind of like smooth sound. And he's just so, he's influenced me a lot, his laid back style and feel as well. I definitely some country influence as well. I love Sam Hunt. I think that he sings like that too, like from such a deep, like guttural emotional place almost. And so I connect with that as well. So yeah, those are probably two. Chris Stapleton, oh my gosh, I think maybe some of the country-ish influence there. I really, really love his style and like the smoky, gritty emotion that he sings from as well. Really soulful.
Yeah.
That really, yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't really tell. I usually get to listen to, I listen to everybody's music that's on the show and try to kind of pick it out. The influences, half the time I'm wrong, probably more than half the time, but I didn't know. I couldn't really pinpoint any of it on yours, which is a good thing.
Yeah, well, and that's a good thing, right? Like, you get to connect with it in whatever way it speaks to you, and I think that's a great thing.
Do you think Utah will ever have its like own sound, or you think it already does, or because you got the sound in Seattle, and then down where I'm from in Georgia, you kind of got your own thing going on. And I always try to figure out what Utah's might be, but I don't know.
That's interesting. I think that's a hard question to ask when you live there, because sometimes when you're in the middle of it, you're just so normal, you don't think that it sounds unique. It's like people saying, oh, you have a Utah accent, and you're like, wait, what? Utah has an accent?
Yeah, it does a little bit. I only hear it on certain words, I think, but
like mountains. I always say mountains, but I always think it's funny that
if it has an N and a T, you don't hear the T. But yeah, I think it's maybe the Imagine Dragons type thing might be the Utah type sound, maybe. I don't know.
Well, that's definitely a great sound. They're fantastic. So yeah.
So what's next after these? So you got the release coming up Friday, and that's just one song, right?
Yep, that's just one song, the one You Can't Let Go, which I'm really excited about that one too. That one probably has a pretty good feel on what the album, the entire album, is kind of like. I wrote that one when I was dating somebody, but it was not working out. And I just thought, I really want to find that person that when I'm with them, they would never let me go. Like, that's the person I want to find, the person that's like, oh, no matter what, like, I would never let you go. So that kind of inspired that song that's coming out. And as far as what's next, I am still just hitting the recording studio. I've got, I think, 1.5 more songs to record and for the entire album to be done. Most of the songs for the album are done. And then after that, my plan is immediately to just keep on running and go back in and just immediately start recording for my second album. So, and then hopefully getting some gigs and doing some playing along the way as well would be fantastic.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. And I don't really release albums anymore. I released like 26, but now I'm just doing like track at a time. It doesn't seem like yeah. No, I used to do it just to sell the CDs at the shows, but nobody buys them anymore.
So. I know, it's fun just to get them signed, right? Yeah. And it's like that for me too. I'm releasing each song, and probably when they're all done, then I might just release the entire album as well. So we'll just see. But yeah, I think you're right that most people are just doing that now. You're releasing one song at a time, but collectively, you know, they're essentially will be an album.
I just recorded a track 2 days ago, so I got one coming out soon too, but it'll be a few weeks. But and I was gonna throw this out to you, you know, if you're ever looking for a backing band, mine's always available. We're all schooled musicians, so we could throw it down pretty quick.
And that would be fun. That would be a really fun session. Yes.
You gave all your social media and your YouTube and stuff already.
I mean, Spotify, I think, is the biggest one that most people go to, but Amazon Music as well. And all of those, it's Heather Bieri, is, you know, the musician name that you look up. And a lot of them are put under their individual song plus the album name, Tears Aren't Wasted. So, I think, yeah, so far I've released, Baby Don't, Unnamed, Home to Me, Just Want to Love You, and then up next is The One You Can't Let Go. So
that's cool. And then hopefully, the reason why I do this show is just to basically get, you know, I like to turn everybody else on to the music that may not get a chance to hear it, because I got a lot of listeners over in Ireland and pretty much all the English speaking countries. Australia is a big one that listens to this show, so maybe they'll tune in to they usually all listen on Spotify, so hopefully they'll check the new song out and all the rest of them after that.
Yeah, so nice that we have Spotify now, right? That we have this great place that we can place our music, so it's fantastic.
Yep, it is. And I appreciate, I've kept you long enough. I appreciate you doing this on the last minute. I know we're supposed to do it tomorrow, but I appreciate you accommodating me.
No worries. Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
Yep. And I dig your music, and I think everybody else is going to too. And I'm going to, I'll shoot you over the link to the Spotify and all that on probably Saturday or Sunday, something like that. And as soon as it gets released, I'll shoot you over the link.
Excellent.
And, looking forward to your new music, and hopefully, we'll do this again when you, get some, shows lined up, and we'll, get back on here and tell everybody where they're at.
Absolutely. And to, if you keep looking on my website, thearymusic.com, I'll have listed on there any upcoming shows as well. But I'd love to be back on again. It would be fantastic.
Yep. And then keep my band in mind. We're always for hire.
I really will. Thank you.
All right. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay. All right. You have a good one.
You Thanks. Too. Thank you.
Bye.
All right, everybody, so that was my interview with Heather Bieri. Definitely, if you definitely go over to Spotify and iTunes and all that and check out the new song as well as her previous released things. And also go to her website so you can keep track of when she'll, doesn't seem like she's had any gigs lined up right now, just because she's doing a lot of recording and writing, not because she can't get the gigs. She can definitely get the gigs. She had a great voice. You already know that because you heard the song and you listened this far into it. So, yeah, definitely show Heather some love over there on Spotify, iTunes, and, you know, rate. And also go over there. I was about to skip into the wrong part of what I was about to say. Am I making any sense? Anyway, what I was going to say is also on Spotify, you can get the show Southern Man Western Town as far as on Apple, too. And rate, subscribe, review, whatever you got to do to help out here so I can come at you a little more than 3 weeks. I'll probably start coming at you a little bit more frequent with the podcast. I mean, this is episode 114 or something. I don't know, somewhere in that area, but I'm going to start coming at you more frequent. It's just that, you know, like I said, I've been busy doing gigs. I only got 2 gigs in December. No, shit. Sorry, I didn't mean to say that. I didn't want to cuss on Heather's episode. And there I went. Anyway, sorry about that, Heather. Anyway, I do have 3 gigs in December, but I do have like a couple of weeks break here coming up, and I got another small week break somewhere in December, so I'll be able to do some stuff for you there. Anyway, I appreciate you tuning in. You can go over to the YouTube channel, and check out, the new Vaudeville, my other podcast. I only have a couple episodes up of that. And, you can just go over to, just punch in Jeff Lawrence, music in, YouTube and you'll find it. Go over to my website, thejslawrence.com for, all my gigs and info. You can find me on Spotify and iTunes under J.S. Lawrence or Jeff Lawrence or Jeff Lawrence and Warhorse. One day I'm going to make up my mind what name I'm going to go by. There's a lot of other Jeff Lawrences, so I switched it up to J.S. Lawrence, but then it just doesn't seem to ring. You know, it's not like J.S. Bach. It's not like Johann Sebastian Bach. J.S. Lawrence. So I release my newest song coming out under Jeff Lawrence, Lone Wolf. Like I said, I'll keep you informed on that. Anyway, that's going to do it for me today. Thanks again for Heather being on the show, and thanks all of you for listening. And get the vaccine, don't get the vaccine, do whatever you want to do. I mean, I'm not going to tell you what to do on that, but I know I got the vaccine, and it's worked good for me. I'm for it, but this is a free country last time I checked, so... do what you want to do with it. But I'll see you next time. Thanks.
In case I don't see you. Good afternoon, good evening, and good night.